This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. The plan to arm teachers in the wake of the Parkland shootings has drawn a lot of attention lately. State lawmakers amended that plan to arm other school officials, like janitors, resource officers, and the like, but one of its major proponents had touted how unique the plan is. House Speaker Richard Corcoran of Land O'Lakes played up the plan recently on Laura Ingraham's radio show.
We have the first of its kind statewide, absolute game-changing, endless insanity of gun-free zones marshal program.
Our game-changing insanity, those are all debatable. But what about the first of its kind in the nation? Let's dig a little deeper into that with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Allison, I have doubts about our fair state being the first of its kind in just about anything, but what about this school marshal plan?
Well, you're right to have some doubts here. We rated this one mostly false. Corcoran may have spoken too soon. As you mentioned, the Senate did amend this House proposal. So instead of arming teachers, it would arm specific school personnel members. But at the time of Corcoran's claim, the House and the Senate were considering this Marshall program, which would arm teachers. Just to summarize that program real quick, it would be optional. School districts and law enforcement agencies would have to agree to the program. And a school employee can enter the program and they have to get mental health screening, 132 hours of training. It's very comprehensive. There's no doubt about that. But we kind of vetted a whole list of states with similar laws already on the book. And we found that the closest plan to Florida is in Texas, and it has its own marshal program since 2013. The governor of Texas said that more than 172 school districts did have personnel who were trained to use guns. So this Texas law that's already on the books was very similar to what the House was proposing to arm teachers. And then South Dakota, they had a very similar one too, but just how similar, the goals were so similar with this Texas program compared to the Florida, so we rated it mostly false.
All right, these were all pretty recent, right? I think most of them came out after the Sandy Hook shooting in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So about five states after the Sandy Hook shooting tried to pass legislation that would allow teachers to get some type of training and to carry guns, and Texas was one of those states.
Now, it also kind of resembles a plan in a school in Polk County, Southeastern University, is what I've been reading. They arm teachers there too, right?
Yeah, so according to the Lakeland Ledger, Southeastern University, which is a private school in Florida, implemented a Sentinel program that allows teachers to serve as trained special deputies authorized to carry weapons. I don't think it's a very wide-reaching program. I think it's very limited to how many teachers are actually doing that, but it is very similar to that Polk County plan as well.
All right. Well, not too unique there, is it?
No, not at all.
All right, moving on with some more of the fallout from the Parkland shootings. Ted Deutsch, the Democratic congressman who represents that district in Broward County, referenced an assault weapons ban that was enacted during Bill Clinton's administration. Now, for 10 years, sales of assault rifles such as the AR-15 used in Parkland were banned nationwide. Congress failed to extend that ban in 2004. So during a recent CNN town hall, Deutsch said that mass shootings went up 200% in the decade after the ban expired. All right, Allison, first of all, we need to know what the definition is of a mass shooting.
The definition of mass shooting is four people have to be shot for it to be considered a mass shooting. So that's the definition.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now, according to that definition, 200% in the 10 years since, that's pretty high.
So one researcher did find a significant increase in mass shootings since the assault weapons ban expired. But that increase, which did show about 200%, experts really cautioned against pegging that increase solely to the ban's expiration, because the research that found that is really based on a flawed analysis. Here's first things first. To arrive at that 200% increase, the claim, you actually have to go back to 1900 and not the decade after the ban's expiration.
Wow, that's pretty far back. Wow.
Yeah. So, of course, the assault weapon ban was only in effect from 1994 to 2004, and that's really the relevant period to compare with the period after 2004. So this going back to 1900 is definitely problematic. You have to factor in population size changes, of course, too. So really the report that Deutsch's claim rests on is very flawed.
All right, so it looks like there was an increase in these mass shootings, but it's really difficult to peg it on whether it's because the ban expired and you have population increases, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, it's really hard to, you know, the cause and effect. Correlation does not equal causation, you know what I mean? So there's obviously a lot of external factors that could have led to this increase that not necessarily connected to the ban expiring.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for keeping the record straight on what these politicians are claiming.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.